The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose College Football Picks. The three picks you need to know.
All right, good weekend, Taz. When you look at the college football landscape, you got Oregon, Stanford, which I'm intrigued by, with the Ducks being the 16th ranked team in the land. I mean, the weekend's pretty much highlighted by a battle of two top 10 teams down in Athens between the hedges as Georgia and Notre Dame battle it out as well. So you have the lead, my friend. So you would like to go first, or you want me to go first?
Dealer's choice. I'm gonna go first. I guess. Unless you want to go first, I don't care. It's up to you. You want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I'm gonna go. All right. I'm gonna start there, Taz. I'm gonna start with the game that's gonna kick off down in Georgia, and that's 7th ranked Notre Dame taking on the 3rd ranked Georgia Bulldogs. Bulldogs are a 14.5 point favorite. And I'm going to lay the 14.5, and I'm going to take Georgia for a couple of different reasons. Number one, the Irish, you look at through their, you know, their first few games here, that defense, Taz, has given up, you know, over 230 yards on the ground rushing against their opponents. Now, you look at the Georgia Bulldogs, here's what you love by Georgia. And yes, DeAndre Swift's a talented running back, there's no doubt. Georgia's had 5 different running backs this year that have totaled over 100 yards on the ground. And those running backs have given you 10 touchdowns on the ground as well. So Georgia's been very, very good. Kirby Smart's team is on a roll here in terms of double-digit victories as well. And I really think, I don't think Ian Book, the Irish quarterback, I don't think Ian Book is going to be able to keep up. I don't think the speed of Georgia, of Notre Dame, is good enough against the speed of the Georgia Bulldogs. I think the Irish can maybe hang in there for a half. I think it's going to be too much Fromm, too much Swift, those other talented running backs for the Georgia Bulldogs. I know it's a big number. Irish are 2-4 against top 10 teams on the road during the run of Brian Kelly here. I think there's a differentiation between Georgia and Notre Dame talent-wise. I'm going to take the Bulldogs. It's a big number between the hedges down in Athens on Saturday night. I'm going to take the Bulldogs, and I'm going to lay the 14.5.
All right, same game I had, actually, coincidentally enough. And for those that are new to our program, Moose and I never discuss what we're going to pick or who we're going to pick. So we never, so it's more organic on the air. I actually, this is one of the games I'm picking, too, Notre Dame versus Georgia, but I'm going the opposite way. I'm going to take the 14.5. I'm taking Notre Dame.
Listen,
you laid it out perfectly, and you make a plethora of sense. I'm a big believer in Jake Fromm. I think he's great. I know DeAndre Swift, how awesome he is. I mean, and this guy could have a day, no doubt. Swift could run up and down on the Irish, for sure. I just feel like it is a big number. I think Ian Book's a gamer. I think he's a tough kid. I understand that they're playing in Athens. They're playing that Georgia's home. I get it. I know how tough the Bulldogs are at home. I don't know, man. That's a lot of points. Notre Dame is ranked 7th in the country, as Georgia's ranked 3. You give a number seventh team in the country 14.5 points. I got to take those 14. So I'm going to take Notre Dame plus 14.5.
Yeah, I've been burned. Maybe it's a case of I've been burned by the Irish in these kind of games before,
right?
Especially during the bowl system, where I've backed the Irish and. And then it became abundantly clear that I was on the wrong side of things. So I'm going to let the Irish beat me on Saturday night. And maybe they do. Maybe I should have stuck with them for another game. But I'm going to take the Bulldogs. So I'll lay the 14.5. But I can understand why you decide to take the Irish plus the points. All right, my next game. Let's head out to Palo Alto and Stanford as they get set to host the 16th-ranked Oregon Ducks. Oregon 2-1 on the season. Stanford, Taz, off not to a rip-roaring start. They're 1-2. Now, you remember the game a year ago, and it was up in Oregon. The Ducks jumped out on top of Stanford and collapsed in the second half, scoring just 7 points in half number 2. And Stanford was able to come back and win that game 38-31. The Cardinal have won the last 3 times they've taken on Oregon. I think there's a little bit of a revenge factor here for the Ducks. You look at Justin Herbert, Taz. He's kind of the college quarterback that has all kinds of NFL aspirations that's forgotten about. We've talked about everybody else besides Herbert that opening week when they fell short against the Auburn Tigers. He's been great this year. He's completing nearly 77% of his passes, 11 touchdowns, no interceptions. You look at that Stanford offense, they've struggled running the football. They've struggled throwing the football. I think this is a game that Oregon has circled ever since they collapsed second half last year up in Eugene, Oregon. I'm going to lay the 10.5 I know it's a lot on the road, but I'm going to lay the 10.5. I'm going to take the 16th-ranked Oregon Ducks to beat Stanford by a couple touchdowns. I think Herbert has himself a game, and this is not a great Stanford team. Give me Oregon, lay the 10.5. That's game two for me.
All right, cool. So we got a 12 p.m. Eastern game. We got Cal. Okay, Cal Bears, they're going on the road. They're going to Austin, Mississippi to play Ole Miss. Cal comes in this ding here, ranked number 23 in the country, where Ole Miss is unranked, but yet Cal, they're plus 2.5. I mean, because they're on the road, Ole Miss is home. Cal comes in this thing here 3-0, as Ole Miss is 2-1. I got to tell you, I'm going to take Cal. I think the Bears are real good. I'm going to take Cal and the 2.5. I feel like they're just a better team than Ole Miss. I understand they're super tough at home, is Ole Miss. I know that. I understand the history, the tradition of Ole Miss, but you know, for me, looking at Brown, who's just a hell of a running back, and I think he's gonna kick ass for sure. He's an underrated player. I don't know. I just feel like Cal's gonna with 2.5. You have 2.5 too, right? Because I saw two different numbers. Okay, good. I want to make sure. I'm taking Cal on the road, plus 2.5.
All right, I'm Mr. Pac-12 outside of Notre Dame and Georgia. Nice. I'm going to go to another Pac-12 game.
I know what you're going to say.
I'm going to go out to Washington.
Uh-oh.
And Washington State, 16th-ranked Washington State. I should say 19th-ranked Washington State. They're entertaining UCLA, Taz. And Chip Kelly's had a hell of a time trying to reestablish himself in the college game here. Now, the recruiting services will tell you, you know, he doesn't have his style of player there yet. It's a lot of Mora's guys and the like. That's fine, but still, they've not given you a representable performance. Now, the latest Washington State quarterback in that air raid offense for Mike Leach, who gives you entertaining pressers every single week, is Anthony Gordon. Now, he's averaging 420 yards through the air for Washington State. Now, you look at it, and here's where this one screams matchup, and I'll take Washington State all day. Look at that UCLA defense, Taz. They're giving up, on average, in the college game, mind you, 280 yards per game.
Mm.
Now, to me, that screams mismatch. UCLA's 0-3. Washington State is 3-0. That, the Cougar defense has played very well this year. I think they're top 40 in the nation. That usually doesn't come hand-in-hand with a Mike Leach team. It's usually all about the offense. I'm going to take Gordon. I'm going to take Washington State. They're home. It's a big number. I'll lay the 18.5. I think they dismantle UCLA. I've not seen much pulse from the Bruins. As I mentioned, Kelly's struggled here. I'm going to take Washington State. I'll lay the 18.5. That's pick three for me.
I like that pick. I like that pick. We're going on a night game, a little Saturday night action, 10 p.m. Eastern, at Sun Devil Stadium, I should say, in Tempe, Arizona, as the Sun Devils, Arizona State, host the Colorado Buffs, the Buffaloes. So Colorado, comes in at 2-1, where Arizona State, they're coming in at 3-0, and they are ranked number 24 in the country as Arizona State, where the Buffaloes are unranked. And, you know, Herm Edwards, I got to say, his team's sitting 3-0. I'm a big fan of Herm Edwards, always been. And I think he does a great job with this Sun Devil squad for sure. He's got a real good QB in Daniels and stuff like that. They are at home. Sun Devils are minus 8.5. That all being said about Herm Edwards and his quarterback Daniels, I got to tell you, I like the Buffaloes in this thing.
There you go.
On the road. I do like the Buffaloes. I'm going to take my 8.5. You know, they got that kid Montez, a real good QB. For not, I think that's how you say his name. The running back's really, really good running back. You know, so, I mean, I don't know. I just like the Buffs this thing.
A little bit of a come down after the Michigan State victory.
Correct. And they're averaging 36 points a game is Colorado. So, you know, where Arizona State's only averaging a little bit over 19. So, I don't know.
You like Colorado win outright or just cover?
Cover.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So that's it. That's my deal.
There you go. I like that pick. Yeah, I can see that. Good. I mean, in Arizona State, that was a hell of a win a week ago. In Michigan State.
Yeah.
I mean, anywhere to go. When you go to East Lansing and you beat the Spartans and you're Herm Edwards, Herm Edwards, who joined us last year during the college football season, he's done a great job with that Arizona State program.
He really has. He really has. I'm a big fan of his, and I think he does a good job. You know, a lot of people were knocking him. Remember when he went in there? I felt like, listen, man, he was coaching the Under Armour team for a couple of years, which is all the better high school players that are getting ready to go into college. So he had a little connectivity with a lot of those kids anyway, and they liked him. You know, he's a spirited guy, and I don't know, I think kids connect to him, you know.
I think you're right in terms of that energy, Taz. He plays a lot younger than he is.
Yeah.
And the one thing though is it's much different in terms of, he even hinted upon this when we interviewed him, the work that it takes.
Yeah.
The recruiting, looking ahead.
Nonstop.
Being nonstop. Yeah. If you're a college football head coach. Nonstop. So here are your three picks and recap. I'm going Georgia, laying the 14. I'm heavy on the favorites this week. I'm going Georgia, laying the 14.5. Washington State, laying 18.5 against UCLA. And Oregon, laying 10.5 on the road in Stanford. Those are my three selections, week four college football.
Yes, sir. And I'm taking Notre Dame. Excuse me. I'm taking Notre Dame plus 14.5 against those Bulldogs in Athens. I'm taking Cal plus 2.5 over Ole Miss on the road. I think Cal ends up 4-0, but I'll take those 2.5 also. And I am going to take the Buffaloes to cover and take out the Sun Devils in Tempe. So there you go.
There you have it. Your six picks.
Tempe.
Your six picks here. Three apiece for Taz and myself, week four college football. And it'll be a good one. I'm really looking forward to Notre Dame in Georgia on Saturday night at 7:30 Eastern time. I think that's going to be a fun, entertaining game. You got two top 10 teams, Taz.
Yeah.
Georgia with national championship aspirations. They're looking to take care of business. And Notre Dame continuing to try and take those next steps in legitimacy in college football.